I'm so glad that you could join me today. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And as you know, this is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Are you the type of person that enjoys arriving to a place early, right on time, or just a little late? I was always told that early is on time, and on time is late. Well, today we're going to discuss how to be on time. Today's lesson is called Five Little Ways to Stop Being Stressed and Start Being on Time. And so the question I have for you is, what can anyone master? According to the lesson, of course, what can anyone master? Open up your magazines and let's begin. We don't want to be late. Let's go.
Five little ways to stop being stressed and start being on time. Tips for taking control of your time. I once had a boss, let's call her Natalie, who was perpetually late. She would race into the office every morning, stressed, and she'd always have to reschedule meetings. I almost had a panic attack once when she arrived just 17 seconds before our flight closed for boarding. I've known a few people like Natalie, and I always think, how do they do it? If you take a few minutes for preparation and think ahead, it's way easier than contending with time as a constant enemy.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看第一句课文中的 perpetually 这个副词。 Perpetually 是指经常地 或者是不断地 例如 Jennifer perpetually worries about her kids. Jennifer 总是替她的孩子担心 或者是 Brett is perpetually in a nasty mood. Brett 老是情绪很恶劣 如果去掉字尾的 ly perpetual 就是形容词 意思是长期的或永久的 例如 Sherry lives in perpetual fear of not being accepted by others. Sherry 长久以来都担心别人不会接纳她。 继续我们看 contend 这个动词 contend 在这里是指竞争、争斗或者是战斗。 例如 This movie talked about how these immigrants contended against racism in their workplaces. 这部电影诉说的是这一群移民如何在职场与种族主义抗争。 或者是 Molly has been contending with depression for the last few years. Molly 过去几年来都在跟忧郁症奋斗。
So Gabe, do you ever feel stressed out?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel stressed, but I think maybe my bigger issue is being on time.
Yeah, you know something?
Yeah.
I agree. Like even today, we're supposed to be back at 1 o'clock, and you arrived at 1:15.
Yeah, 1:15 or 1:20.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about their, well, they're getting married, giving them some advice. But you know what? Yeah, I was late.
Yeah,
I wasn't on. But it wasn't because I was stressed. However, I think our lesson is very important because I think a lot of people maybe have a problem being on time because of something stress-related.
Interestingly enough, I remember one time, many years ago, I was doing this internship, and I was supposed to be at class at a certain time. And on my way to class, I started to pray with this lady because it looked like she really, really, really needed some prayer.
Some help, yeah.
Some help, yeah. And then I ended up being like 30 or 40 minutes late for my class. And guess what? I actually ended up getting in big trouble.
Yeah?
I got in big trouble because the teacher said, your responsibility was to be at class at that time, and that was your priority.
Yeah.
And actually, it was good for me to know that because sometimes things come along that create stress in our life, in our lives that shouldn't create stress, but we allow them to.
Yeah. And another thing about this lesson, about this topic, is that if you know you're running late, then that could also cause stress. And I think that's basically the idea of our lesson here today, is that you know you should be on time. And so when you know you're running late, you think, oh no, people are going to hate me, or why am I late again? And it makes you stressed. So if you can figure out how to be on time, you will be less stressed.
Well, talking about staying on time or being on time, let's get started with this lesson. Tips for taking control of your time. I once had a boss, let's call her Natalie, who was perpetually late. Before we continue, let's talk about that phrase, let's call him or her something. Now, when do you use this phrase? You use this phrase when you want to give someone a name, but it's not necessarily that person's real name.
Yeah, so maybe you want to protect their identity, right? And so you don't say the real name. For example, I have a friend, let's call her Honey Rose. Every time she thinks something is funny, she says, that is really, really, really funny. She says really three times. It's funny,
right? Seriously?
Yeah.
Your friend does this.
Yeah, I think it's really funny. I think it's really, really, really funny.
Yeah, I think it's really, really funny too. Great. That's a great example sentence.
Yeah.
Friends, take some time and practice using that phrase. Well, let's continue on. Learning about Natalie, she would race into the office every morning. Sounds like she's in a rush. Stressed, and she always had to reschedule meetings. I almost had a panic attack once when she arrived just 17 seconds before our flight closed for boarding. I didn't even know that was possible.
Oh my goodness, yes, it is possible. They do close the flights, and this happened to me once in Rome. Yeah, they closed the flights on us because we weren't at the gate in time.
Right, but you didn't arrive 17 seconds before they closed the gate.
No, we actually got there 5 minutes after they closed the gate.
So okay.
So we had to stay in Rome for another day.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, it was a beautiful city, but still, we were late. And I can tell you there have been several times when I've felt stressed because I was getting to the airport a little too close to the time where they were going to stop or where they're going to close the gate. Has that ever happened to you?
Actually, yes. I could count at least two times in which I missed a flight because I didn't show up in time or I didn't check in.
Oh, really?
In time. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very unfortunate. But now they make for good stories. And I definitely would not like to get into the habit of arriving at the airport or at the boarding gate 17 seconds before the gate closed. Anyway, let's continue on. I've known a few people like Natalie, and I always think, how do they do it?
Well, how do they do it? Okay. If you take a few minutes for preparation and think ahead, it's way easier than contending with time as a constant enemy. Okay. So let's take a look at this phrase, to think ahead. That means you're going to plan ahead in some way. Another word we could use for this is foresight. So, for example, in our rallies, we often have school activities, and I think that we should maybe think ahead and plan ahead for in case something goes wrong with the PowerPoint.
Oh, yes, because that could definitely happen. When you're using technology, something could go wrong, so it's good to think ahead. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Ken. When we are speaking with someone, it's easy to emphasize words that we think are important by putting stress on them, such as, I think we should go see a movie, or I think we should go see a movie. The same sentence with a different word being emphasized.
But it can be difficult to know how to emphasize words when writing. One method used for emphasis in writing is by placing a period between each word or phrase within a sentence, making them look like one-word sentences.
This punctuation method gives the sentence a short, clipped feeling and places emphasis on each word that is followed by a period. For example, if I really like the taste of something, I could say, this food is amazing.
Or you could say, this food is amazing. In this case, each word is capitalized and followed by a period.
This style of writing is great for stories or texts or emails to friends, but this generally isn't something that would be used in formal writing, such as an essay or a letter to your boss.
Also, be sure that the tone of your message is clear. In a text message, a single word followed by a period could be read as being angry or upset. If that's not the tone you want, perhaps you can place an emoji in your message as well.
在我们的日常会话当中，会用许多不同的方法，像改变语调、说话的速度来 emphasize 强调不同的关键字。我们写作的时候呢，可以用字形的变换，例如斜体字或粗体字来强调某些字。今天我们来学一个非正式的手法，那就是用 period 句点来加强语气。例如 ,this food is amazing, 这个东西太好吃了。如果你要加强这句话的语气，你可以在句子中每个字的后面打上一个句点，每个单字的第一个字母改用大写，读起来的时候就变成 ,this food is amazing。应该听得出它变得很有感情，很具说服力吧。但是要注意，这个手法只能用于非正式的地方，像给朋友的 email 或简讯，正式文章里头就不适合用这个手法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次见，再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Oh no, it was one of those mornings. I forgot to feed the cat this morning. I dropped my coffee. Oh no, I'm feeling so stressed. Friends, has that ever happened to you? You just wake up in the morning and you're feeling stressed, you're running late, you forgot to feed your cat or your dog. Yes, that has happened to me. Well, today's lesson, I think, is very helpful.We're learning how to think ahead and how to reduce stress and be on time. So let's continue learning how we can do this.
Five little ways to stop being stressed and start being on time. Her lack of organization meant she never got selected for leadership roles.And she wasn't considered for the promotion she wanted. The good news is that punctuality is not a gene. Anyone can master it. Yes, even the colleague who is consistently 10 minutes late to every single conference call. I have four inboxes, a business with several facets, and I live in a non-central part of the city.Here's how I manage to stay on or ahead of schedule 99% of the time.
Okay, 接下来我们看 punctuality 这个不可数名词 ,punct 这个字根有点或尖端的意思。所以 punctuality 是指准时。例如 Dylan was fired due to a poor punctuality record. Dylan 因为常常迟到的记录而被解雇。或者是 punctuality is one of this professor's grading criteria. 守时与否是这位教授打成绩的指标之一。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ity 变成 punctual. 例如 the country's train services are usually punctual and reliable.这个国家的铁路服务通常很守时也非常可靠。最后我们看的是 facet, 这个名词 ,fac 这个字根有面的意思。所以 facet 是指部分或方面。例如 ,this article provides new facets for looking at this social phenomenon. 这篇文章从一些新的面向来讨论这个社会现象，或者是 The actress successfully delivered the many facets of the character's personality. 这位女演员成功地演绎了这个角色的多面人格。Facet 也指宝石的切面，例如 The diamond's numerous facets make it shine beautifully. 这个钻石多面的切割让它闪闪发光。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So here we are, continuing to talk about Natalie. We learned that her lack of organization meant that she never got selected for leadership roles and she wasn't considered for the promotion she wanted. I'm sure that that did not make her very happy.
Well, I think you're right. And I think it's interesting our lesson mentions her lack of organization. I mean, we're learning about not being late or learning how to be on time.And actually, those are kind of related. If you can know how to think ahead and plan well so that you're on time, that's a way of being organized. That's all part of being a well-organized person.
Exactly. And we read, the good news is that punctuality is not a gene. Anyone can master it. This is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What can anyone master?
Anyone can master punctuality. Hey, even me?
Yes, Gabe. Even you can master punctuality. You just have to make a decision.
I can be on time.
And decide that you are going to be punctual.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be punctual right now. See you later.
No, Gabe. Come back here. Where are you going? We're in the middle of teaching. You can't just...Leave?
Oh, I just wanted to come back here just in time to teach her next point.
Wow, you are very punctual.
Punctual.
Okay, friends, you see the word punctuality in our lesson. And here is the other word, punctual, that we would like for you to master. If you are punctual, that just means that you arrive right on time.
That's right. So you could call someone a punctual person. You could describe someone like that.Like Rebecca is a very punctual person. Or you could say to someone, I think you should be more punctual. Try to be on time more. Now, here's a question for you. When is it especially important to be punctual? I think that any time it involves other people, it's especially important to be punctual. What do you think, Rebecca?
I think that any time...You say you're going to do something and you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, it's important to do everything in your power to be punctual. I do.
But say it's just you. Say you wrote down, go shopping at 1:30. Is it most important then to be punctual if it just involves yourself?
It depends. Because some people can procrastinate and they think, oh, it's okay if I go at 2. Oh, no, it's okay if I go at 3. And then before you know it...They never went shopping.
Right, exactly.
So sometimes I think it's good to have a schedule and follow that schedule and be punctual.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to be punctual and continue on with our lesson. Let's jump down a couple of lines where we read, I have 4 inboxes.
Yeah, this person's obviously got a lot going on in their life. They have a business, several facets, and they live in a non-central part of the city. Basically...It seems like everything is working against this person. But they continue, here's how I managed to stay on or ahead of schedule 99% of the time.
And if you stay on schedule, that just means that you have several things going on and a specific time when those things are supposed to happen, and you manage to do those things when you need to do them.
Now, what happens if you don't stay on schedule, if you don't do things on time? We call that being...Behind schedule.
That's right. If you're behind schedule, maybe something that's supposed to start at 5:30 doesn't end up starting till 6 or 6:30. Well, right now, Gabe, I think we're a little behind schedule.
Yeah, we need to stay ahead of schedule. Well, right now it is time for some way to review our lesson. Do you know how?
Who knows?
It's time for Who Knows, the greatest review show on earth. I've got a word right here. I'm going to describe this word, and we'll see who knows the answer. Joining us again is Kiefer.
Hello.
And Joy.
Hey, hey, hey!
And are you two ready to win?
Of course.
As always, I'm going to win.
Oh, well, Kiefer, what about you?
You know, I'm just here to have some fun this time.
Well, that's the spirit. Here are the words you can choose from. Promotion, punctuality, gene, consistently, and facet. Those are the words, and here's your clue. It's good to be on time. Well, that was the clue. Who knows the answer? Joy?
I'm not sure. It's good to be on time consistently?
Well, yes, it is good to be on time consistently. That is a very good guess. Consistently.
Joy, you have been winning consistently. I thought you were going to win again just now.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
Well, would you like to try, Kiefer?
I'm still thinking.
I know it. It's promotion.
Oh, man. She got it again.
Is it promotion? Actually, Joy, no. Why did you say promotion?
Because if you're consistently on time, you might get a promotion.
Ah, I see. But you're thinking too hard about this. It's easier than that. There's a better word that fits my clue.
It's good to be on time.
Yes?
Well, if you're on time, you're... Oh, I know it!
Well, Kiefer, ring your bell!
It's punctuality. If you're on time, you're punctual. So the word must be punctuality.
Kiefer. What are we going to do with you?
Oh, no. I was wrong again.
Kiefer, you are right!
No!
Yes! Punctuality is the word I was looking for. Great job, Kiefer. You finally won!
All right!
Woohoo! And you're going to love your prize.
$1,000?
No.
Oh, is it a trip to Hawaii?
Perhaps it will help you wake up on time to catch your flight to Hawaii. It's an alarm clock!
That's nice. That way you can be punctual.
Yes, that's true. Well, that's all the time we have for Who Knows? Maybe we'll see you next time? Who knows? All right, Rebecca, do you ever feel like the Natalie that was mentioned in our lesson today?
Oh, do I ever feel like the Natalie? I guess sometimes. Sometimes I feel like there's so many things I need to get done in one day, too many things, and then I'm always running a little behind schedule.
Yeah, it's hard to stay on schedule. How can we do that? Friends, that's what we're going to talk about next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. Set on time to